I went through that for you earlier. Let's check on the lineup now for the Cotter Warriors. They'll start with number 2, William Morris, the junior. Also starting tonight, number 11, Ryan Benedict, the senior. Senior Colby Woods wears number 13, David Rogers, number 23, and Cole Tilton wearing number 33. Coach Jackson Raines and the Cotter Warriors. And again, for the Alton Comets, Cole Trantham, Jaden Sisko, Caden Willard, Jacob Ruddy, and Corbin Tharp in the starting lineup. Warriors are being introduced now. And again, I want to say thanks again to your Alton Comet boosters tonight, including Big D's Barbecue, LLC, and Catering in Thayer, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated, along with Simpson's True Value, Thayer Ready Mix, Allen Supported Living, Thayer Walmart, and the Clary Funeral Homes of Alton and Thayer. Game 1 of 3 here tonight at the Bears Den in Mammoth Spring, the Battle of the Border Tournament. Both teams getting a few words of encouragement from their coaches. We're about ready to get underway. We've got the 3-man officiating crew, good crowd on hand, and here we go. A couple of blue and whites going out here tonight in the first game of the night. Corbin Tharp steps into the center circle. He'll jump it up with number 11. That is Benedict. And tip is up into the backcourt, controlled by the Cotter Warriors. Cotter with it on the left side. That is Rogers. Rogers backing down a defender, and he traveled with the basketball. Yes, he did. He was looking for some contact in there. There was none, and he shuffled the feet as he tried to stop. Cotter going to open up here in a little full court pressure. Thomas will inbound the ball to Willard. Caden bringing it up out of the backcourt on the ribble. Bounces it to Tharp. He has the ball poked away by the defense. Loose on the floor. We get a hell ball call. And it'll be possession to the Alton Comets at midcourt. Just underway here. It's a Battle of the Border tournament in Mammoth Spring, Arkansas. Ruddy will trigger it in for the Comets. Got it in the backcourt again to Caden Willard. Willard, the sophomore, bounces it up to Ruddy. He has a little trouble with the handle. Stolen by Cotter. Here they come on the break. All the way to basket. No good on the layup for number 2, Morris. And rebound taken by the Alton Comets. Cole Trantham got it. Up the floor to Willard. Bounces over to Trantham. Trantham way out around midcourt. On the dribble drive, going inside. Now outside. Sisko for 3, and it's good. Number 15, Jaden Sisko with a 3-pointer. That puts the Comets on the board and in the lead at 3-0. Cotter breaks the full court press. Got the ball down in the corner. 3-point shot by Woods is up, no good. Rebound gets on the floor, picked up by Tharp. Here come the Comets on a break, looking to go up 5, maybe 6 if they hit one from downtown. There's Willard trying to get into the lane, and he's going to be fouled by number 2, Morris. William Morris going to be called for the foul. The junior picks up his first team foul in the game so far tonight. Alton will inbound it down under the bucket. They bring it into Sisko, takes it around to the top. Now gives over to Trantham for 3. That one's off the back iron, no good. Rebound on the floor. Willard gets it inside to Tharp. Lays it up in the left hand. It's good. And the Alton Comets out to a 5-0 lead early here at the Battle of the Water tournament over the Cotter Warriors. Cotter working it up the left side. Benedict, a little give and go, gets it in the lane, but no, we got a whistle. And we got our first substitution of the night. Benedict will check out of the game. And number 24 will check in. That is Isaiah Williams. Alton with the ball in the backcourt. After the violation on Cotter, they get across the timeline to Trantham in the corner for 3 off the back iron. No. Rebound cleared by Cotter. They go all the way down the floor. Long pass complete to number 13. And that is Woods. First 2 points of the game go to Woods. Colby Woods. Alton with the ball on the other end. They break the press. Got it down to Trantham. Off to Tharp. Count it and a foul. Corbin Tharp with his second bucket of the night. It'll count, and he's fouled. That'll be on number 23. That is Roger. Number 23, David Roger, the senior for the Warriors. Second team foul called against Cotter here in the first quarter. 6:04 to go, first quarter. Alton out in front, 7-2, trying to make it 8. Tharp misses the free throw. And rebound control by Williams. Williams gives the ball up for Roger. Roger up the right side will give it off in the corner to Woods. Woods handles it against the defense, kicks it back out. Down to 22 seconds on the shot clock. We are in Arkansas. We're playing under the shot clock rules here tonight. 35-second shot clock. And here it's almost a turnover. Ball loose on the floor. We're going to get a held ball as Willard comes over and ties up William Morris. And it'll be on the alternating possession, should be, yeah, it is the Warriors' ball. Cotter will inbound it into the backcourt with 13 on the shot clock. Or 23, David Roger out between the circles. Tharp comes out to guard him. Roger looking to take him down the right side of the lane. Puts up a running one-hander. It's good. Nice play, number 23. That is Roger with his first 2 points tonight. It's a 7-4 game. Comets break the full court pressure on the dribble drive. Willard outside to Trantham for three. It's good. Cole Trantham with his first bucket of the night. That makes it 10-4. Alton with the lead. Cotter coming the other way, taking it to the baseline. Cross court, back outside to Woods for the shot. That's no good. Trantham with a rebound for the Comets. Comets on the break. Ruddy up the left side. Pulls up to the three-point line. Doesn't take a shot. Gives to Trantham. He'll let it fly. And it's good. Cole Trantham with his second three-pointer in a row. 13-4, Alton Comets with the lead, and Cotter wants a timeout. 4:53 to go, first quarter. Comets are running away early. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
No question, hands down, one of the best places to go when your stomach says eat is the Fuel Express in Alton. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared on their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Yum, yum. Remember, happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. And when your car or your body needs fuel, then stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
You're listening to Comets Basketball on K-Country 95.
And we're back in the Battle of the Border Tournament. The Alton Comets sprint out to a 13-4 lead. The hot three-point shooting. Sisko and Trantham have both hit threes here in the first quarter. Trantham has hit two for Alton. And when he's on, man, he is really on. And a little full court pressure here. And right down the middle of the lane goes Cotter. They got number 23 loose again. That is Roger. And Roger with his second bucket of the night. Mentioned in the pregame, this Cotter team, very athletic. Alton breaks the full court pressure again. Got back to Trantham. Three more. No, off the rim. Tharp down the rebound, couldn't follow it in, and rebound taken by Roger for Cotter. He'll give it up to William Morris up the left sideline, now takes it to the top, swings it back over to Roger. Roger to the elbow, dumping it down inside for Elijah Williams, and he misses a shot, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul will be on number two. That is Jacob Ruddy for the Alton Comets. That'll be his first team foul on the Comets here in the game. It puts number 24, Isaiah Williams, at the free throw line. And he misses the first one. Well, when you're down early, can't afford to miss free throws. Isaiah Williams will shoot another. Number 24, a senior for Coach Jackson Raines and the Cotter Warriors. Second free throw is good. So Williams on the board. And Alton's lead is down to 6, 13-7. Alton, again, breaks the full court press. Got the Ruddy. Ruddy drives to baseline. Leaves it off for Tharp in the lane. Had trouble with the handle. Gives it out to Willard. Willard going to the rack. Lays it up with a scoop shot, and it's good. Caden Willard with his first 2 points tonight. And it's 15-7. Alton with the lead. Cotter with it out on top. Number 11, Ryan Benedict, looking to penetrate. Now gets it inside to Williams. Back outside it goes to Woods. Woods trying to drive the baseline. And we get a whistle and a three-second call on the Warriors to make another substitution. C.J. Hoskins, number 5, will check into the ballgame. And number 24, Isaiah Williams will check out. So Hoskins in for the first time. Here's Alton with a quick shot. Ruddy missed it. And a rebound taken by Cotter. They'll push it up the floor. Going baseline all the way to the rack. Count it. Number 25, Braden Adams, who just checked in, gets his first bucket of the night. That was a good drive against the aggressive defense of the Alton Comets. Here's Comets with a basketball. They have it stolen away. Sisko tried to go through a double team. Ball poked away and picked up by Cotter. Cotter chance to get back within four here with a bucket. He has a basketball. Number 23, David Roger in the lane. His shot no good. Rebound, Ryan Benedict. He goes back up and in. Benedict with his first two. And it's now 15-11. And Coach Christian Robbins wants a timeout for the Alton Comets. We'll step away. We'll be back in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, tutors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, two stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the bootio. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
It's the Alton Comets on K-Country 95.
And right now, the Alton Comets have a 15-11 lead over the Cotter Warriors in a game that's been up and down, back and forth. I mean, both teams are playing full court. They're playing hard. Cisco will inbound it for the Comets right in front of the scorekeeper. Got into Caden Willard. Willard bringing it across the timeline, working against number three. That is Isaiah Jackson, who just checked in. Gives it off to Tharp. Tharp down the middle of the lane, misses the layup, and a rebound controlled by Woods for Cotter. Cotter, chance to get within two now. They swing it around to number 23. That is Roger. Roger will give it out top to Jackson. Jackson takes it to the right side, backs it back out. Al gives it up and over to the left side wing. Down in the corner it goes to Benedict. Three-point shot is good. Number 11, Ryan Benedict, hits one from downtown. And that makes it a one-point game with 2:09 to go in the first quarter. Alton and Cotter, first round of the Battle of the Water Tournament. Here's Willard for Alton. Got across the timeline, gives to Tharp. Tharp in the lane, outside to Cisco for three, and it rattles home. Cisco with his second three-pointer in the quarter. He's got six, and Alton back up by four. And here's another long shot. This one by Roger for Cotter. No good off the left wing. And the rebound rattles off the rim and goes all the way out of bounds on the sideline in the corner. And the Alton Comets get it back with a four-point lead, 18-14. We're down to a minute 40 to go. One, no danger of anybody getting a shot clock violation in this one so far. Here's Willard, brings ball across the timeline, steps into the lane, kicks it outside. Comets outside to Trantham, top of the key for three off the back iron, no good, and a rebound taken by Cotter. C.J. Hoskins got it. He gives out to Roger. Roger all the way up the floor, going to the basket. An offensive foul going to be called on David Roger as he ducked his head, went to the hard hole, or to the hole hard, and drawn the charge back there, I think, was Cade Clary. And he was a little bit shaken up, comes limping off the floor. So Cade Clary got a little bit of playing time and shaken up a little bit. Comets making substitutions, by the way, as they also got number 13 into the ballgame. That's Kagan Hollis. And here's Willard going to the rack. Has his shot partially blocked and a rebound taken by number 13 for Cotter. That is Colby Woods. Woods up the left side. Oh, travel, no call. Here's a lob down inside for the Warriors. Going up with a shot, number 25, Braden Adams. He'll get fouled on the shot and go to the line and shoot two. Both teams going deep on the benches already. Number three's out there, Isaiah Jackson for Cotter. And the foul was on number 13 for the Alton Comets. I don't have him. Oh, Kagan Hollis. Be his first. First free throw is up for Braden Adams. No good for the Cotter Warriors. We're down under a minute to go in the first quarter. Good ball game so far. 18-14. Alton with the lead by four. Another free throw for Adams is up. This one off the front rim. No good. Rebound controlled by Cotter. They'll kick it back outside. Swing it around on the left side. Three ball is up. It's good. Colby Woods hits a three out of the left corner. Second made three of the first quarter for the Cotter Warriors. And it's a one-point game as we count down to the final 38 seconds of the first quarter. Willard with it. Bounces it to Trantham. Trantham with his back to the bucket. Turns. Gives off to Cisco. Cisco back to Trantham. Down to 15 on the shot clock. Willard will back it out. Comets set the offense from there. Looking right side, got it there to Hollis. Hollis elevates for a short jumper. It's no good. Rebound controlled by number 11. That is Benedict. Benedict dribbles out of the pack. Looking to set up for the final shot of the quarter. Shot clock is off with 7 seconds to go. Woods Now to pass it out front. Ball is deflected but run down near midcourt by Colby Woods. Woods trying to get a shot off at the buzzer. No good. And that's the end of our first quarter of play. Our score, 18-17. Alton Comets lead here over the Cotter Warriors. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your second quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
It's time to play Walk the Plank. True or false? Real wood floors can last hundreds of years. False. No, that's true. Laminates fumble fast. True or false? Homes with real wood floors sell much faster than homes with fake wood flooring. True. True or false? Bamboo's a good choice for flooring. True. False. Bamboo's a grass. Keep turf on the field, not on your floors. Visit choosewood.com for more truth about trees.
You're listening to Comets Basketball on K-Country 95.
Alton Comet Basketball tonight brought to you in part by the Alton Bank and their branch, Bank of Birch Street. Comets with a one-point lead as we head toward the second quarter, 18-17 our score. Comets open the quarter with the basketball. Looks like starters back out there for Alton, with the exception of Peyton Wayland in the game in place of Ruddy. And we're going to get a whistle and a foul on the far side as that is Ruddy, number two out there. Who's not out there? Cole Trantham not out there right now. How could I miss Cole? And the foul, by the way, was on number two for the Warriors, William Morris, his second. Non-shooting foul. Came away from the ball. Comets in a half-court set here. There's Cisco out on top. Works away from the defender. Swings the ball over to Willard on the right wing. Willard takes it out top. Little shake and bake. Looking for a shot. Can't find it. Still on the dribble drive. Almost has it taken away. Ball loose on the floor. And a timeout called. No timeout call. They call a held ball in possession of belong to the Cotter Warriors. Thought Coach Raines was trying to get a timeout there. No need for a timeout. His team had the possession arrow. So Warriors inbound the ball on the far side near midcourt. Long pass, got it down in the corner. Kind of dump it inside to Roger, and ball deflected out of bounds by Corbin Tharp. Tharp, Willard, now Cole Trantham back in the ballgame for Alton. And let's see, Cotter inbound. They lob it in the middle. Now going inside to Roger. Roger turns with the left hand, shoots and scores. Kid's a good player. Roger, David Roger. 6 points now in the game. He leads the way for the Cotter Warriors. And Cotter with the first lead of the game at 19-18. They've scored the only point in the second quarter so far. Alton with the basketball. Got it to Willard. Willard fires an 18-footer, and it's good. Caden Willard from just inside the three-point line puts the Alton Comets back on top, 20-19. Just underway in the second quarter. Cotter handles it out front. Comets back in a zone defense here. Cotter trying to get the offense set. They'll swing it on the right side to number 11. That is Benedict. Benedict gives it up to number 13, Woods. Woods spins in the lane. Back to Benedict. He goes down the left side. Little fadeaway jumper off the glass is no good. The rebound taken by Willard. He's off on the break. Caden to the top of the key, into the circle. Kicks it outside. Three ball is up and no good for Wayland, or excuse me, for number two, Ruddy. And Cotter going the other way. All the way to the basket is number three, Jackson. And he scores the layup. Boy, Cotter gets it up the floor in a hurry off a missed shot. Rebound and go, baby. Rebound and go. Here's Alton with it. Willard to the elbow. Pulls up with a jumper. It's good. Caden Willard starting to feel it. He's got six. That's three Comets with 6 points apiece. And Alton back on top by one. Cotter with the ball. Number 13 going down the right side of the lane. Going to get fouled as he makes the drive. Never did put a shot up. Fouls on number 22. And I don't see a number 22. Oh, yeah, we do. Peyton Whalen. Non-shooting foul. Came on the drive before the shot. Inbound play goes to Rogers. Rogers has it stolen by Willard. Willard will drive for the uncontested layup. Good play by the sophomore. Caden Willard took it away from the big man, and it was smooth sailing all the way to the bucket. Alton back up by three. Alton really applying a lot of pressure on the ball defensively. Cotter got it down inside. It's up a wild shot that goes in. Number 13, Colby Woods, was falling backwards. Kind of threw it up in the basket, and it rolled in for him. Back to a one-point Comet lead. Comet with the ball. Here's Tharp trying to dribble drive in the lane. Ball stolen by Cotter. They run the floor into the lane. Kick it outside to Roger. Roger going toward the bucket. Pulls up. And going to be called for an offensive foul. That's the second one on David Roger, number 23. Kind of lowers his shoulder and kind of bullies his way into the lane there and call for his second charge, his second foul of the night. They call his third foul of the night. So third foul already on David Roger for Cotter. Alton with the basketball. Willard brings it into the front court, gets to the top of the key, swings it down in the corner for number 11, Clary. Cade will take it out front, give it back to Willard. Willard turns, gets his directions from Coach Christian Robbins. They set the offense to Trantham at the elbow. Trantham wide open, turnaround jumper is up off the rim. No, Clary with the rebound. His return is blocked out of bounds. Number 11, Ryan Benedict, got up high and blocked that shot. Alton will inbound it down under the bucket just to the right side of the glass with 4:32 to play in the first half. Alton by one with the basketball. Willard brings it way out front and is stolen by the Cotter Warriors. Number 3, Jackson, went up high to pull it down. He goes all the way down the floor, gives the ball up, and now back out in the corner to Hoskins. Hoskins on top to Jackson. Round on the left side to Benedict. Now over to Hoskins. 12-footer is good. C.J. Hoskins with his first bucket of the night. And Cotter back on top, 25-24, with 4 minutes to go in the first half. Crowd enjoying an entertaining game here. First game of the night from the Battle of the Water tournament in Mammoth Springs. Alton Comets with the ball. Trantham pulls up. Fadeaway jumper no good from the elbow. And a rebound control by Cotter. They bring it to the front court. William Morris with it out top. His pass is deflected, but picked up by Cotter. They do a cutter in the lane. That is Adams. Adams gives it back out to Benedict on top. Three ball is up. No good from the top of the key. And Willard dinks down the long rebound. Caden on the drive. Pulls up to the three-point line. Fires. It's good. Caden Willard is absolutely caught on fire. He's got 11 and a half. 27-25, Alton by two. Here's Cotter going the other way. A little penetration in the lane. Now a pass out front. Stolen by Willard again. Willard steps to the bucket down the left side. Going to get hammered. He'll go to the free throw line and shoot two. Fouls on number two. And foul on number two. That is William Morris. Oh, they say 25. I'm sorry. For 25, Adams call for the foul will be his first. And a free throw for Caden Willard is good. Willard now with 12 points in the first half for Alton. That's substitution number 13 back in the ball game. Colby Woods for Cotter. Number two, William Morris goes to the sideline. Second free throw for Willard is up and good. And Willard with 13 in the first half. 3 minutes to go. Cotter working it down inside. Shot is up and good for number 25, Adams. Makes it a two-point game again. Coach wanted a foul on that play. Might have a good case there. Alton with the ball in the corner. It goes to Cisco. Cisco across the lane on the dribble. Throws it cross court. Almost stolen. Ruddy battles for it. Gets it inside to Tharp. Ducks under the defense. Can't score. And a rebound taken by Benedict for Cotter. He gives it up in the corner. Three ball out of the corner. No good. Rebound to number 11, Cade Clary. He gets it across the timeline, hands it to Ruddy. Alton Comets work it back to Clary. Three-pointer, top of the key is good. Number 11, Cade Clary hits a three, his first bucket of the night. Alton again up by five, 32-27. 2 minutes and change to go in the first quarter. And there's almost a steal by Willard as he knocks the ball away from Colby Woods out there. And now substitution number 24, Williams, checks back in the ball game. Adams will check out Adams. Number 25, Braden Adams for Cotter. Cotter with the ball, working on the perimeter. Benedict dribble drive. Now gives down inside to Williams for the bucket. That's a nice play right there. Isaiah Williams with his first 2 points of the game. Go with one free throw. He's got three now. Back to a three-point Alton Comet lead. Here's Willard, moves off the screen, shoots the three. It rattles off the rim, no good. Rebound Williams. He'll give it up to Woods. Colby up the right side, taking all the way to the baseline. Now turns toward the bucket. Gets double team, feeds it outside. Hoskins ran on the left side for Jackson for three. That's no good. And the rebound taken by C.J. Hoskins for Cotter. They give it back to Benedict. To Hoskins in the corner. Out top and around to Jackson again on the left side. Fakes the three, drives in, passes off to Williams. Shot no good. Rebound volleyed up and around, taken by Willard. Willard up the right side. Challenges the defense inside. Turnaround jumper wouldn't fall. And the rebound taken by Cotter. Long pass up to Jackson. Thought about taking a three. Penetrates in the lane. Gives to Williams. Oh, we're going to get a whistle and a foul. Before the bucket, fouls on number 11. That is Clary. K. Clary called for the foul. Non-shooting foul came on the pass. Now Williams out of the game as Cole Tilton will check in for the Cotter Warriors. Down by three. The inbound ball to Benedict. Ryan Benedict, three-pointer, top of the key. Barely catches front of the rim, and the rebound taken by the Warriors. Down the left corner to Jackson. Fakes the three. Goes around the defender. Hands it off, and the shot is good. Tilton, number 33. Right man, right place right there. That was a nice play by Jackson. The penetrating dish. We're down to 35 seconds to go in the first half. Alton with a one-point lead. Willard out on top working against the defense. Down to 21 on the shot clock. Comets will have to shoot before the end of the quarter. They go on the right side to Cisco. Cisco moves off the screen. Strong step into the lane. Shot is no good. Rebound gets on the floor, taken by Clary. Clary going up. His shot is blocked. And the Cotter Warriors will slow it down a little bit. 8 seconds to go in a half. They'll be shooting for the lead at the intermission. Benedict out on top. Working up the right side. Elevates for the long shot. It's no good at the buzzer. And that's the end of our first half of play. Oh, we're going to get a foul called on the shot. Foul's going to be on Willard. Caden picks up his first as the buzzer went off. And number 11, Benedict. Ryan Benedict going to step to the free throw line and try and tie or quite possibly give his team the lead here at the intermission. First free throw is up for number 11. It's good. 6 points in the half for Ryan Benedict, and we're tied at 32. And second one is no good, and he'll shoot another one, fouled in the act of shooting a three-pointer at the buzzer. That's a no-no. Never foul a jump shooter at the buzzer. Second free throw or third free throw is up and good. So he has two or three, and it's Cotter 33, Alton 32 at the half here in the first game of the night from the Battle of the Border Tournament in Mammoth Spring. We'll take a timeout, back with all of your halftime activities in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
When you hear the old vendors bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash, and when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
Alton Bank is proud to celebrate 100 years of dedicated service to their customers. From your first piggy bank to lending for your dream home, they have stood by your side making your financial goals a reality. Experience the difference of a century-old commitment to excellence. Alton Bank, we're changing banks for. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your car is too valuable to trust to just anyone with finding the right parts. Alton Auto Parts is your locally owned parts dealer. Their staff combines for over 70 years of experience to keep your car running like new for years to come. Whether you need filters, batteries, brakes, lights, fluids, or maybe special tools for the do-it-yourselfer, you can find it all at Alton Auto Parts. Visit them on Highway 160 in Alton. Follow them on Facebook or give them a call at 417-778-7153. It's Alton Auto Parts on Highway 160 in Alton.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
You're listening to Comets Basketball on K-Country 95.
And Alton Comet Basketball tonight brought to you in part by Missouri Forest Products Association, West Point Bank and Trust Company, and Shelter Insurance. Norm Hollis, your agent in Alton. Comets are down by one at the half, but what a seesaw battle we've had here in the first half. Alton got out to a one-point lead. Matter of fact, Alton has a seven-point lead at one time in this game, but Cotter just won't go away. At the end of one quarter, it was 18-17, and Cotter actually outscored the Comets 16-14 in the second quarter. They lead it by one, 33-32, and relatively a high-scoring basketball game for this early in the season. Both teams putting over 30 up on the scoreboard in the first half of action. And it's been kind of a battle of runs. One team will score five in a row. The other team will score five or six. And there was a point there, speaking of runs, that Caden Willard got red hot for the Comets. He scored 13 in the first half. And at one point, he had scored eight straight for the Alton Comets. And good balance scoring up and down both lineups. We'll get to the scoring in just a moment. Again, Alton leads at the half. Alton trails at the half by one, 33-32. Winner of this game will move into the tournament semifinals. They'll take on the winner of the Mammoth Spring Viola game, which will be coming up later tonight. That's one we'll have for you here on K-Country 95. The voice of the Bears, Mike Robertson, has made his way. Mike Robertson is in the house. He'll be getting ready for the late ball game tonight here from the Battle of Boulder tournament. The middle game of the three games tonight will be a girls' contest. It will be Cotter, the Lady Warriors, to battle the Calico Rock Lady Pirates. Both those teams are here taking some shots out on the floor, getting ready for their game. Let's take another break. We'll be back. Take a look at your halftime stats in just 2 minutes. Again, you're listening to Alton Comet Basketball on the Ecom Sport Network.
One of your many proud Comet supporters is Alton Quick Connection. They appreciate your business. It's 24-hour pay at the pump fuel and a whole lot more. Daily lunch specials and hand-dipped ice cream, which really hits the spot after that Hunt's Brother Pizza. Of course, Alton Quick is the favorite spot for snacks of all kinds, along with a laundromat for your convenience. Stop in, especially during the happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 daily on a 32-ounce fountain drink. Food, fuel, and good service. You got it at Alton Quick Connection.
West Plains Bank and Trust Company is proud to support the Alton Comets. Our passion is serving you with great community banking services, which is why you'll find our full-service ATM under the purple canopy right in the heart of Comet Country. Open a new account with us in branch or at westplainsbank.com and receive a free gift. Refer a friend and you'll both get a free gift. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, where every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
No question, hands down, one of the best places to go when your stomach says eat is the Fuel Express in Alton. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared on their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Yum, yum. Remember, happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. And when your car or your body needs fuel, then stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, tutors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, two stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the bootio. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
It's the Alton Comets on K-Country 95.
And we're at the Battle of the Border Tournament in Mammoth Spring, Arkansas. Good ball game here in the first half. It is Alton down by one, 33-32, in what has been a seesaw of a battle. Let's check the scoring for you. First up for the Cotter Warriors, they're led by Ryan Benedict and Colby Woods. They've each got seven. See here, 6 points for David Roger, four for Adams, three for Isaiah Williams, two for Jackson, and two for C.J. Hoskins. For the Alton Comets, they're led by Caden Willard. The sophomore's got 13 in the first half. Six for Cole Trantham, hit a pair of threes. Jaden Sisko hit a pair of threes early. He's got six. A three for Cade Clary, and four for the big kid in the middle, Corbin Tharp. Again, Alton led by one at the end of a quarter. They trail by one at the half, 33-32. We'll be back with your second half in 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
What put you in such a good mood?
Well, you know how competitive the couple next door is?
Yeah.
Well, he saw our flooring installers pull away yesterday and started bragging about their new floors. Get this, they chose laminate flooring instead of wood. He said they saved a bundle. I just smiled. It's a false savings. They're going to have to replace those floors in 7 to 10 years. Our wood floors will last a lifetime, and when we sell our house, we'll get more and sell faster.
Choosewood.com.
When you hear them fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash, and when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
And now, the second half of the Alton Comets on K-Country 95. Once again, here's Mike Crace.
And we got the third quarter started just a little bit early. Alton missing a shot. And the Warriors control the basketball, and then they lose it out of bounds. Colby Woods tried to catch with one hand and rolled off his hand and bounced on the sideline. So the Alton Comets get the ball back. We've played 25 seconds here in the third quarter. Neither team has scored. Shot clock has not been an issue for either team here tonight. They're firing it up. Comets with the ball. Get it inside to Trantham. Turnaround jumper from the free throw line. Wouldn't go down, and a rebound controlled by the Warriors. Tolton got it. Up court they go. All the way to the bucket, number 13. That is Colby Woods. And just like that, Woods leads the Warriors in scoring with nine. Three-point lead for Cotter. Biggest lead of the night. Comets with the ball. Elevates for the shot. That is Willard. Willard now with 15. He got the penetration just inside the free throw line with wide open for the running one-hander. Cotter with the ball. One-point lead for the Warriors. Holding it out front is Woods. Woods will work it to the right side. And faking a drive to the bucket. Now they give it out on top. Into the lane. All the way to bucket goes Roger. Shoots, no good. And the rebound controlled by Trantham. His outlet pass is deflected and goes out of bounds. David Rogers, a good-looking athlete. Big kid. Looks to be about 6'3". Very athletic. Made a nice play there. 6 points in the game. All right, here come the Alton Comets. Down by one, 35-34. Willard brings it across the timeline. Cotter has pulled off the full court pressure. Alton sets up against the kind of a matchup zone, you might say. Comets working on the perimeter. Trantham with it out top. Feeds over to Willard. Willard bounces it down inside to Sisko. One hop and a shot. That is blocked by Roger. And we get a hell ball, and the possession will belong to the Cotter Warriors. 35-34, 1 point lead for Cotter. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Winner moves to the semifinals. Loser goes into the consolation bracket. Cotter breaks the full court pressure, got the ball up to Roger, couldn't find a seam to the bucket. Kicks it outside to Benedict. Benedict will give it up now to Adams. Steps toward the lane, back to Benedict, and he traveled. Yep, shuffled those feet, making that head and shoulder fake. It's a hard thing to do, is to move those shoulders right and left and not pick your feet up. 5:50 to go in the third quarter. Alton down one with a basketball. Kyle Willard after the turnover bounces it to Trantham. Free throw line jumpers up off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Adams for Cotter. Long pass up the floor to Colby Woods. Into the lane. Misses a shot. Rebound. Cotter. And then a strip by Willard. And Caden going the other way. Dribbles into the lane. Kicks it back outside to Trantham. Step back. Fakes the three. Now gets to Willard. He'll fire it up. It's off the front rim. No good. Rebound control by Benedict for Cotter. Cotter. Benedict brings it across the timeline. Looking to get to the rim. The shot is blocked by Tharp and goes out of bounds. Nice play by the big sophomore. Tharp blocks the shot. And Cotter will inbound it under the bucket just to the right of the glass. They get in the half court. They got wide open under the bucket. The layup is good for number 13, Colby Woods. 11 for Woods on the night. Perfect execution of the inbound play. That's exactly how it works in practice right there. And with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter, Cotter now up by three again. Alton with the ball. Willard into the lane, kicks it outside. Ruddy for three. It's good. It's good. Number two, Jacob Ruddy with his first bucket of the night. Hit one from downtown, and that ties the score at 37. 4:44 to go in the third. And all the way to bucket goes Cotter. Shot no good. Rebound gets up. On the floor, Ruddy's got it. Out to Willard. He'll challenge the defense. Gets in the lane. Elevates. Shoots it. Scores. Caden Willard now with 17 to lead all scorers. Cotter slowing it down a little bit as they bring it across the timeline. Comets pulling out. Playing a little man-to-man defense. They come out and guard. Now Cotter gets into the offense. Winging the right side to Colby Woods. Moving at the free throw circle, puts up a shot, an air ball that's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Alton Comet ball, the chance to break the tie. Actually, they already broke the tie. We were tied at 37 there for a moment. Alton leads it now by two. Willard taking his time, bringing it up across the timeline. Again, no full court pressure here by Cotter. They played full court pressure the first half. Here's Willard going to let one fly from the three-point line. It is no good off the left side. Rebound to Benedict. Benedict weaves his way up through traffic. Going to be called for a charge. Cade Clary just checked into the game and draws the charge. It's on number 11. That is Brian Benedict, his first personal foul of the game. First foul in the second half. 3:32 to go in the third. Alton with the ball. Willard. Bounces it to Clary. Back to Willard. Goes down to the baseline. A little running one-hander. No good. And the rebound taken by Cotter. Here come the Warriors. That's Roger all the way. He steps around the defender and scores. That's a nice move. David Roger now with 8 points for the Cotter Warriors. And we're tied at 39. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. All got the Ruddy on the left side. Feeds out to Trantham. A deep three, and he buried it. Cole Trantham buries his third three-pointer of the night. He's got 9 points. And Alton up by three again, 42-39. Warriors worked the ball around the perimeter. Number two with it out there. That's William Morris. Feeds it on the right side for Adams. Adams fakes the pass, and Ruddy takes it away from it. Off to Trantham on the break. All the way to the bucket. Won't get a shot up, but he's fouled. We'll see if they call that on the shot or not. And see who they called it on. Two defenders were there. They called on number 25, who's coming off the backside. Adams, that's the man that Trantham took it, or Ruddy took it away from. A little revenge foul right there. He ran down the floor, caught up from behind, and just whacked him across the arm. Cole Trantham at the free throw line shooting, and the first one is up and no good. Substitution now for Cotter. William Morris out of the game. Number three, Jackson will check back in. Trantham at the line to shoot the second free throw. It's up, and that one's good. Cole now in double figure with 10 points. Out to a four-point Alton Comet lead with 2:27 to go. Here's Roger going all the way to the hole for Cotter. His shot is blocked by Tharp again. Tharp beginning to assert himself down under the bucket. He's saying, not in my house. Inbound play comes into Tilton. Tilton back to Roger. This time he goes around the defense. He fouled on the shot. He'll go to the line and shoot two. I believe they'll get Tharp number, no, they call this one number 11, Cade Clary. Clary called for the foul, will be his second of the night. Number 23, David Roger going to the free throw line. First shot is up and good. 9 points for Roger. He's tied for the game high for the Cotter Warriors. Playing with three fouls. He had three early in the second quarter. Another free throw is up and good. He had to sit quite a bit in that second quarter, but back out there now being effective for Cotter. Back to a two-point game, 43-41. Alton with the lead and the ball. Here's Ruddy. Pass to the right side, going to be deflected by the defense and goes out of bounds. Comets will inbound it down in the corner along the baseline. Caden Willard will trigger it. Now takes it to the top of the key, swings it left side. Trantham for three, he buried it. From the baseline, Cole Trantham now with his fourth three-pointer of the night. He's got 13 points. And Alton up by five, biggest lead since early in the game. Here's Roger on the other end for Cotter with a shot, no good. Rebound, Cade Clary. Clary running the floor, look at him go, misses a layup. Tharp will follow it up and in. Corbin Tharp with his third bucket of the game. He's got six. Alton up seven. Cotter with the ball. There's a little drive into the lane. Pull-up jumper, short off the rim. Rebound, Alton. Comets on the break. That is Ruddy. Steps into the lane, trying to feed it to Tharp. Ball is deflected out of bounds. It'll be Alton Comet ball with a minute 18 to go in the third quarter. Another substitution. David Roger will check out of the game. And number 11, C.J. Hoskins, number 5, checks in for Coach Raines and the Cotter Warriors. And now they're going to say Cotter ball. Coach Robbins came out questioning that call. I would too. Anyway, they say it went off of Tharp and out of bounds. Alton, a little bit of backcourt pressure here. With the 7-point lead, Cotter breaks the pressure. Benedict elevates, passes off to Jackson for three, and he traveled before the shot. He did shuffle those feet, and a substitution for the Warriors. Jackson will come out. Number 13 checks in, Colby Woods, who has scored 9 points for Cotter tonight. Colby Woods checks back in. Trying to find some offense for Cotter. We're down to 1 minute to play in the third quarter. Alton has outscored him by 8 points in this quarter. There's a bad pass. That one picked up by the Comets. Trantham down the middle of the lane, kicks it back out to Willard. Willard into the lane, kicked it down to Trantham in the corner. Had a little trouble with the handle. Now we get a timeout call with 43 seconds to go in the third quarter. Coach Robbins calls a timeout. Alton up by 7, 48-41. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
Your car is too valuable to trust to just anyone with finding the right parts. Alton Auto Parts is your locally owned parts dealer. Their staff combines for over 70 years of experience to keep your car running like new for years to come. Whether you need filters, batteries, brakes, lights, fluids, or maybe special tools for the do-it-yourselfer, you can find it all at Alton Auto Parts. Visit them on Highway 160 in Alton. Follow them on Facebook or give them a call at 417-778-7153. It's Alton Auto Parts on Highway 160 in Alton.
You're listening to Comets Basketball on K-Country 95.
And the Alton Comets have outscored the Cotter Warriors 16-8 here in the third quarter and have a 7-point lead with 43 seconds to go. 12 seconds on the play clock for the Comets as they inbound the ball under the bucket. Willard, the trigger man. Going to have to hurry now. Got it to Tharp. Tharp fakes, elevates for the shot. Too hard off the back rim. And the rebound down to the Cotter Warriors. Here they come on the break. Number 25 is Adams with it. He gives it up into the lane. On a bounce pass down low to Tilton. Goes through his legs and out of bounds. Alton Comets will get the ball back with 30 seconds remaining. Shot clock is turned off. Comets can hold it for the final shot of the quarter. Trying to go up by 9. They lead it by 7, 48-41. Alton working around the perimeter of the zone defense for Cotter. Ruddy out front. Gives over to Willard. Down in the corner to Clary. Clary holds it high, now bounces it out to the wing. He'll take it to the top of the key. Feeds over to Willard with 8 seconds on the shot clock. 6 seconds. Comets got to get in a hurry. Here's Willard. Pulls up with a long shot. No good off the window. And that's the end of our third quarter. 48-41. Alton Comets with the lead. Did he get fouled? Oh, he got fouled on the shot. Oh, my goodness. He'll go to the line and shoot three. Foul was on number 25, Adams, his third. And the Comets trying to add to the lead here. Willard, Caden, really good free throw shooter. He's got 18 points in the game, looking for number 19. It's good. And shooting for number 20 through three quarters. Shot is on the way, and it looks good from here, and he drained it. 20 for Willard. Comets lead it 51-41. We'll take a timeout. Back with your fourth quarter in a minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
One of your many proud Comets supporters is Alton Quick Connection. They appreciate your business. It's 24-hour pay at the pump fuel and a whole lot more. Daily lunch specials and hand-dipped ice cream, which really hits the spot after that Hunt's Brother Pizza. Of course, Alton Quick is the favorite spot for snacks of all kinds, along with a laundromat for your convenience. Stop in, especially during the happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 daily on a 32-ounce fountain drink. Food, fuel, and good service. You got it at Alton Quick Connection.
You're listening to Comets Basketball on K-Country 95.
And what a great atmosphere for basketball here tonight. We've got a good crowd on hand for, you know, still first-round action of the tournament. And we've had a dandy game, which has kept this crowd revved up tonight. 51-41, Alton outscored Cotter 19-8 to have the 10-point lead here headed to the fourth quarter. Comets with a basketball. They give it to Cisco, driving down the left side of the lane. His shot wouldn't go down, and a rebound taken by Cotter. Here come the Warriors, trying to claw their way back into this game. Oh, and here's a foul. Ruddy going to be called for a reach-around foul out top. Tried to poke that ball away from behind. And a foul on Jacob will be his second of the night. First team foul here in the fourth quarter. Warriors inbound the ball in the corner for Woods. Woods on the dribble, kicks it out front for William Morris. Morris handles it against Willard. Gives it up right side to Tilton. Tilton down to the baseline. Gets to the cutter in the lane. And the Comets with a steal. Nice play by Ruddy. Knocked that ball away. Gives it to Willard. Willard runs the floor down to the baseline. Oh, forgot to take the ball with him. He goes out of bounds. Caden got a little bit ahead of himself. Forgot to take the ball with him. And the Comets turn it over with 7:19 to go in the game. Leading by 10, 51-41. Cotter, number 13 with it. That is Colby Woods. He'll feed it now around to Benedict. Benedict down to the baseline. Couldn't find a shot. Feeds it inside to Tilton. The shot is up. No good, but he's fouled by Cole Trantham. That'll be the first on Trantham tonight, and it'll send number 33, Cole Tilton, to the free throw line to shoot for the Cotter Warriors. Cotter with Tilton at the line, shoots the first free throw, hits the front of the rim, bounces over. First point since the first half for Tilton. He will shoot another. Trying to make it an 8-point game. Second free throw, no good, and Trantham with the rebound for Alton. Got out to Ruddy. Ruddy pushes up the left side. Now he'll back it out. Comets can run a little clock. No, Willard going to fire away, and he nailed it. Willard with a three has got 23 points in the game. Comets up by 12, 54-42, biggest lead by either team of the night. And this has been a seesaw battle. Cotter with the ball out top, near midcourt. Jackson gets rid of it to Woods. Woods right back to Jackson, now stolen by Willard. And Caden will drive for the uncontested layup. Willard with 25, and Cotter wants a timeout. The Alton Comets are running away. They lead at 56-42. with 6:25 to go in the game. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
No question, hands down, one of the best places to go when your stomach says eat is the Fuel Express in Alton. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared on their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Yum, yum. Remember, happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. And when your car or your body needs fuel, then stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
It's the Alton Comets on K-Country 95.
And we're back at the Bama Spring High School gym. The Alton Comets are running away in the second half. You know, we had a 33-32 game at halftime. Alton was down one. And now with just about a minute gone by in the fourth quarter, the Comets lead it by 14. It's been the hot shooting of the sophomore, Caden Willard. Willard with 25 on the night. And this young man can fill it up. When he gets hot, he gets real hot. I remember just a couple of years ago in a junior high game over at Thayer, he scored 50 in a junior high game against the Thayer Bobcats. He can really, when he gets going, he really gets going. And here's Cotter on the inbound play. Ball hit the back of the backboard. And that should be out of bounds, should be Comet ball. Yeah, the official's a little bit slow blowing the whistle on that one. I don't think anybody expected that. And Alton's going to make a substitution here. Tharp will check back in the ball game, and who's coming out? Cisco coming out, Jaden Cisco. So Coach Robbins will get the big man Tharp back in the game for the final 6:24. Comets with a 14-point lead. They lob it inside to Tharp. The lefty couldn't follow the shot up, and we get a foul on the rebound. Foul's going to be on number 34, Cole Trantham. Push on the rebound, and the ball will belong to Cotter. Warriors haven't scored much in the second half. Only 7 points in the second half. That's not right. Only 8 points, 9 points in the second half. And they break the full court pressure. And there goes Adams in the lane, trying to pass it back outside, and it's stolen by Ruddy. Ruddy off on the break for Alton. Will take it all the way to the left wing, reset the offense, feeds the ball down to Clary. Clary will back it out and give it to Willard. Comets can afford to use some of that 35-second clock between buckets here. They go to the high post for Tharp, turns, shoots a jumper, no good, and the rebound controlled by the Cotter Warriors. Roger got it, gives it up now for Woods. Woods to Benedict, his shot no good. A tip is up by Cotter, no good, and the rebound controlled by Alton. Here come the Comets. Ruddy up the middle of the floor. Feeds over to Willard. Willard makes a move into the lane. Going all the way to bucket. Trying to dish it off to Tharp. And it's stolen by the defense of the Cotter Warriors. Benedict down the middle of the lane. All the way to the bucket for the lay-in. Benedict with that basket's now got 9 points in the game. And that cuts the Comet lead back to 12. 56-44. Ruddy with the ball. Trying to feed it down the sideline. It's deflected and goes out of bounds off the hands of the defense. Alton will trigger it in with 24 seconds to go on the play clock. 5 minutes and change in the game. Alton looking for their second win of the year. They were 1-3 coming into the game tonight. Here's a give to the high post to Tharp. He moves down the left side of the lane, throws up a little one-hander, no good, and rebound to Cotter. Cotter to Benedict. Pull-up jumper, 12-footer's good. Benedict with the bucket has now got 11 to lead the way for the Cotter Warriors, and we get a timeout on the floor. 56-46, Alton leads it by 10 with 4:50 to play in the game. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for road trips. We're for covering as much ground as possible on 2, 4, or 18 wheels. We're for drop tops, T-tops, classics, cruisers, pickup trucks, and dump trucks. We're for displaying Missouri plates like medals of pride. Have you ever hit a deer? Yep, we're for you too. We're for getting stuck behind a tractor on a two-lane highway. And if you're a Missouri driver, we have an auto policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
You're listening to Comets Basketball on K-Country 95.
Well, the Alton Comets had a 14-point lead just a moment ago. The Cotter Warriors have pulled off two buckets in a row, pull back to within 10. 56-46 is our score. Remember, we got more basketball coming up later tonight. The voice of the Bears, Mike Robertson, will be here as the Mammoth Spring Bears take on the Viola Longhorns. Winner will advance in the semifinals to play the winner of this game, and that would be on Thursday, 5:45, as the tournament continues here, Thursday and Saturday at the Mammoth Spring High School Gym. And a big crowd out for first-round action here tonight. All comments inbound the ball. Going to be a little bit of full-court pressure here by Cotter, kind of a 1-2-2. And they'll really trap when the Comets get across the timeline. They get it all the way down to Jaden Cisco for the lay-in. Cisco with eight. Cotter coming the other way. Got it to Adams. Adams double dribbled the basketball. Yes, they did. He started to pull up his dribble and pass it, and that passing lane closed down. He tried to put it back on the floor. Call for the double dribble. Now Jackson will check back in the game for Cotter. And Alton will inbound again against the full court pressure. Cisco gives over to Willard. Willard works it across the timeline. Draws the double team, elevates and bounce passes it down to Tharp. Gives it off in the corner to Ruddy for three. That's no good. The rebound taken by Roger. Roger down to Jackson all alone under the bucket, and he scores. Second bucket of the night for Jackson for Cotter. And back to a 10-point game. Alton with the lead and the ball. Willard in the backcourt. Got over to Ruddy. Ruddy to Trantham. Trantham back to Willard. And the Comets here will get in the half-court set. Willard, going to be called for an offensive foul. They get him for a push-off. Willard with a push-off, and that'll be foul number two of the night on Caden Willard. And that's already team foul number four on the Alton Comets in the fourth quarter. We've still got 3:58 to play. So far, none on Cotter in the fourth period. Hoskins with the ball off the inbound, top of the key for Cotter. Swings it down in the corner. Now they get down to Benedict. Hook pass going back out front. Going to go well over everybody's head and out of bounds. Caden Willard, forever Mr. Hustle, was trying to catch up to that ball and go shoot a layup. He couldn't get there, went out of bounds. So Alton will run the inbound play down under the bucket. 3:40 to go in the game. Alton up by 10. Willard, the trigger man, looking in the middle. Nobody open. He'll give it out to Trantham. Ends up with it. Top of the key over to Willard. Fires a three. It's good again. Caden Willard now with 28 in the game, and that is his, I believe it's his third made three-pointer. Cotter coming the other way. Lost the ball under the bucket. They pick it up in the corner. They give it to number 23, Brad Roger, and he powers it up and in over the front of the rim. Roger trying to shoot his team back in it. 61-50, Alton by 11 with the ball. Ruddy down to Trantham, fakes the three. 3 minutes to go in the game. Ruddy gets it back at the elbow, kicks it back outside for Willard. Working the left side of the floor. Caden bounces it through to Ruddy, and Ruddy's pass deflected, but he runs and gets it. Ruddy now in the free throw circle. Over to Trantham for three more. That one rattles off the rim. No good. Boy, it looked good from here. Here comes Roger on the drive. For Cotter, steps in the lane, turns, shoots, and scores. Kid's a good player. He's got 14, and he has sat for a while in foul trouble tonight, playing with three fouls. We get a timeout. 2:39 to play in the game. 61-52, Alton by 9. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
It's time to play Timber Trivia. True or false, real wood floors last 100 years or more. If you said true, good for you. Laminate flooring fumbles in the first quarter. True or false, your home sells much faster with real wood floors than with fake wood or carpeting. True. True or false, bamboo flooring makes sense. No way, sports fans. Bamboo is a grass. Turf belongs on the field. For flooring, say timber. Visit choosewood.com.
You're listening to Comets Basketball on K-Country 95.
And the Alton Comets lead it by 9 here over the Cotter Warriors with 2:39 to go in the ballgame. Again, full court pressure by the Warriors. Comets will inbound to Willard. Caden handles in the backcourt, gives it now to Clary, and he bounces it across the timeline. Feeds it out to Cisco. Alton gone with a little bit smaller lineup here. Cisco with the ball out front. Feeds it to Willard. Willard bounces into the lane. Now kicks it back out in the corner. And back to Cisco. He approaches the bucket. Puts up a shot. No good. And the rebound to Hoskins for Cotter. out to Benedict. Benedict steps into the lane all the way. The bucket, reverse layup is good. Ryan Benedict now with 13 for Cotter. Alton again with the ball in the backcourt. Willard lost it. It's picked up by the Warriors and a timeout called by Coach Raines. He's granted the timeout. It'll be Warrior ball down by 7. 61-54 with 2:02 to go after this timeout. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Alton Bank is proud to celebrate 100 years of dedicated service to their customers. From your first piggy bank to lending for your dream home, they have stood by your side making your financial goals a reality. Experience the difference of a century-old commitment to excellence. Alton Bank, we're changing banks for. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
It's the Alton Comets on K-Country 95.
Well, 61-54, the Alton Comets 14-point lead has been trimmed to just 7 as we play here in the fourth quarter. The Cotter Warriors just won't go away. They keep battling back. Very athletic bunch, this Cotter bunch. 61-54, it'll be Cotter ball. They'll inbound on their end of the court. They're drawing up an inbound play, and both teams break the huddle now after the timeout. 2:02 to play in the game. Alton sets the defense against the inbound play. Sisko to guard the trigger man. They get the ball into Roger. Roger out to Hoskins. Now to Benedict. Benedict powers it down to Roger. Roger back out to Hoskins, and he traveled. A head and shoulder fake, and Hoskins travel with the basketball. C.J. Hoskins, and Alton will inbound it again. They got it into Willard. Willard working against the defense, feeds it up to Trantham. Trantham dribbles across the timeline, sees the lane to the bucket, throws up a shot, no good, but he's fouled on the drive, and he'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul's going to be on number 5, C.J. Hoskins, which will be his first of the night. First team foul against Cotter here in the fourth quarter. Alton's been called for 4. Well, Cotter will start shooting 2 free throws on the next one. Trantham at the line shooting 2 here. First one is good for Cole. Cole, the second Comet double figures tonight. He's got 14. Alton is led by the sophomore Caden Willard with 28. Another free throw is good for Trantham. 15 for the senior. Cotter breaks the full court pressure. Got down the floor in a hurry. Jackson for 3 off the back iron. Hoskins with a rebound. Count it and a foul. Number 5, C.J. Hoskins came flying out of nowhere to get that offensive rebound. Back up and in, and the foul called on the Alton Comets. On number 11, Cade Clary. That'll be his 3rd of the game. Hoskins at the line trying to make it a 6-point game. He misses the free throw. Rebound taken by Tharp. He has it poked away from behind. Benedict's got it back. Puts a shot up for Cotter. No. Tharp comes down with it. And they finally clear it out to Willard. Willard up the left sideline. All the way up the floor. We're going to get a timeout call here with a minute 27 to go in the game. Coach Robbins wants to talk about it. 63-56. Alton up by 7. Minute 27 to go. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Your car is too valuable to trust to just anyone with finding the right parts. Alton Auto Parts is your locally owned parts dealer. Their staff combines for over 70 years of experience to keep your car running like new for years to come. Whether you need filters, batteries, brakes, lights, fluids, or maybe special tools for the do-it-yourselfer, you can find it all at Alton Auto Parts. Visit them on Highway 160 in Alton. Follow them on Facebook or give them a call at 417-778-7153. It's Alton Auto Parts on Highway 160 in Alton.
You're listening to Comets Basketball on K-Country 95.
Well, Coach Robbins called a quick timeout there. His team's got a 7-point lead, and we're down under 2 minutes to play. And looked like they were going to go attack the basket. And he said, whoa, 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 let's slow it down a little bit. We got a 35-second shot clock. Just use some of it. Run some time and make the Warriors come out and foul us before we just go down and throw up a quick shot. 63-56 is our score. Alton with the lead and the ball. A minute 27 to go in the game. Sisko will trigger it in near midcourt. Brings it into Trantham. Trantham has it poked away and out of bounds. It'll be Alton ball again. That time they'll inbound on the sideline down near the corner. Jaden Sisco will be the trigger man. And Alton gets set up for the inbound play. Looking inside, nobody open. Now they get it into Trantham. Trantham is going to get pushed. And that'll be a foul on number 13, Colby Woods. That'll be team foul number 2 on the Warriors here in the quarter. And it's foul number 1 on Woods. Non-shooting foul. And I would guess that the Warriors are going to continue to foul here, try and get into that situation where the Comets will go to the line. Sisco triggered in on the sideline. Looking. Now goes into the backcourt and gives it to Willard. Willard comes across the timeline. He'll be fouled by Jackson. Comet bench wanted an intentional foul there. No call. Called a regular foul on Jackson. Number 1 on him. Third team foul. So there's going to be 2 more pretty quick here. Down to 1:23 to go. Sisco to trigger the inside. This time on the other sideline. Gets it into Trantham, and Trantham is going to be fouled. And this foul will be on number 13, Colby Woods, will be his second. Team foul number 4. And now a sub coming in the game for Coach Raines and the Cotter Warriors. They'll bring Roger back in the ballgame. David Roger, number 23, leads them in scoring. While they were doing the foul thing, he took a rest because he's playing with 3, and they can't afford to lose him down the stretch. Inbound play is going to be, attempted to Trantham. Coming over the top and fouling him is number 13, Colby Woods, his third. That's team foul number 5, and the Comets are going to shoot some free throws here. Cole Trantham will go to the line. Cole is 3 for 4 from the charity stripe tonight. Hit 2 in a row just a few moments ago. He'll step to the line to shoot another one. It's up, and it's good. Trantham now with 16 on the night, 10 of those in the second half. He sets to shoot another, and it's good. That adds to the Comet lead. Comets lead it now by 9, 65-56 with 1:15 to go. Cotter got the ball down inside to Williams, who scores. Number 24 scores. That's Williams, and now Williams is going to foul Willard going up the sideline. Williams, by the way, with the buckets, got 5 points in the game. That foul will be his first. And the sophomore, Caden Willard, will go to the free throw line and shoot for Alton. Comets lead it by 7, trying to go back up by 8 or 9, and Willard misses the first free throw. Caden with 28 on the night, looking for number 29 here. Bounces it twice, spins it, puts it up with the right hand. It's good. Willard with 29. And the Warriors back the other way. Jackson in a hurry, trying to get open for a shot. Moves off a screen. Gives to Williams, cutting down the lane. Misses a shot. Rebound gets on the floor. Trantham has got it. Out to Willard, up the left sideline. Willard is going to get fouled. That'll be on number 13. That is Colby Woods. That'll be his fourth. And with 53 seconds to go, Alton with a chance to run the lead back up to 10. If Caden Willard can hit some free throws here. 1 out of 2 last time he was there. The first one here is up and good. 30 on the night for Willard. Look for his picture on the Battle of the Border Tournament Facebook page tomorrow. Second free throw is no good. Tharp with a rebound for Alton. This shot is blocked. And he'll go to the line and shoot free throws. Foul's going to be on Isaiah Williams. No, they call him number 11, Benedict. Second foul on Benedict, and Tharp will go to the line and shoot 2. Fouled in the act of shooting. First one for the big sophomore is off the rim, no good. Corbin scored 6 points tonight. Kind of a slow night for him offensively. But this is a big Cotter bunch. They've got about 3 out there just as big as he is. Second free throw is up and no good. Rebound taken by Roger. Roger runs up the floor. Looking for a shot. Spins and throws it away. And they called it for a travel before the pass. So, Alton Comets will inbound the ball with a 9-point lead and 46 seconds to play in the game. Trantham will be the trigger man. He will foul Clary as he makes the catch. Or actually, Clary will get fouled by Benedict, number 11. Number 3 on Benedict, and Cade Clary will go to the free throw line. Cade, another Alton Comet sophomore. He's only got 3 points tonight. Hit a three-pointer from the top of the key in the second quarter. Alton had a slow third, or actually had a slow second quarter tonight, only scored 14 points. Second free throw for Clary is good. Hits one out of two. He's got 4 points. And the Alton lead is 10 again with 41 seconds to go. Cotter with it. Benedict gives it to Roger. Shoots a three. It's in and out. No good. Rebound controlled by the Warriors. Jackson driving the baseline. Can't find the shot. Dumping it inside. It's stolen by Willard. Willard runs the floor with 24. Now he'll back it out and he'll get fouled and go to the line. Number 3, Jackson, going to be called for the foul. And that should do it. 23 seconds to go in the game. 10-point lead for Alton. And Caden Willard going to the free throw line looking for his 31st and 32nd points of the game. Sophomore has been really good tonight. Free throw is up and good. Willard with 31 points. 31 of the 69. Looking for 32. And it's good. Rattled it home. Willard with 32. And here comes Cotter with the ball down by 12. 70 to 58. Benedict elevates for a three. That one rattles in and out. No good. Clary down with the rebound. And he's going to get fouled by Roger. Or Adams. They were both there. They call it on Roger. David Roger, that'll be his fourth, I believe, yep. And Kate Clary back to the free throw line with 12 seconds left. Remember, we got a girls game coming up next here at the tournament. We will not have it on the radio. But it'll be Calico Rock to play Cotter in the girls contest. And then we're back on the air for the boys contest later tonight, Bama Spring Bears and the Viola Longhorn. Boy, we've seen some classics in that matchup over the years. Second free throw, and Clary missed them both. 70-58, our score. 9 seconds to play. Alton pokes it away from Cotter. Ball goes out of bounds. So with 6 seconds left, this one's all over but the Shelton. The Alton Comets will pick up their second victory of the year. Go to 2-3 on the season. Here's a long shot for Cotter off the inbound. No good. Rebound, Tharp. And there's the buzzer right there. 70-58. Alton Comets get the win over the Cotter Warriors in a dandy ball game. We saw some good athletes and some good performances in this one. And we are, expecting get just the word here with Coach Robbins of the Alton Comets. Talked to him before the ball game. Told him I'm up there in the corner after the game. He said he'd be up. So we'll talk to Coach here in just a couple of minutes. All right, again, 70-58, the Alton Comets with the win over the Cotter Warriors here tonight. Both teams, I like to see this, both teams are in the circle out at midcourt, going to take a knee for a post-game prayer. I can appreciate that, and I like that, showing good sportsmanship here. And the gym goes quiet. And good ball game. Again, 70-58, Alton Comets with the win over the Cotter Warriors. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with Coach Robbins in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
One of your many proud Comet supporters is Alton Quick Connection. They appreciate your business. It's 24-hour pay at the pump fuel and a whole lot more. Daily lunch specials and hand-dipped ice cream, which really hits the spot after that Hunt's Brother Pizza. Of course, Alton Quick is the favorite spot for snacks of all kinds, along with a laundromat for your convenience. Stop in, especially during the happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 daily on a 32-ounce fountain drink. Food, fuel, and good service. You got it at Alton Quick Connection.
You're listening to Comets Basketball on K Country 95.
And we're back in the Battle of the Border Tournament at Mammoth Spring. We're joined here in our roost above the court by Coach Christian Robbins of the Alton Comets. Comets get their second win of the year tonight. Win this one going away 70-58, but Coach, a very entertaining game for the fans. A lot of offense up and down. The shot clock was never an issue. Just a really nice game for your bunch.
Yeah, I really felt the same way. I really felt like they turned it up on defense today and moved the ball, made the extra pass when we needed, and we made some good ones, and we hit some big ones that we really needed to. And free throws at the end, you know, free throws win games.
Yeah, well, and you talked about the defense, and that was key, especially early in the game. Y'all were able to strip and had the full court pressure, and Cotter really struggled with it.
Yeah, honestly, that's probably the best defense we played yet. I hope we can just build and progress off this.
So you get a big night from your sophomore, Caden Willard. He threw in 32 for you tonight.
Yes, he did, and it's really good to see him play well. He's needed to have a game like that, get his confidence going, and hopefully we can just keep going from here.
All right, so next up will be Thursday night. You'll play the winner of the Mammoth Spring Viola game coming up later tonight. That'll be a barn burner.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think Mammoth's the favorite to win, but, you know, you never know what'll happen, and we're just going to be ready for whoever it is.
All right, so just real quick here, I know you haven't had much time to think about it, but how would you grade out your comments tonight? I know the effort was an A+.
Effort, A+, defense, A+. Well, I give them an A. They probably need to talk a little bit more, but they were flying around like they needed to be, and offensively it was really good to see us make those extra passes and not force a lot of shots. So Overall, I think that was a really good win for us.
And as big as Cotter was and athletic as they were with those bigs, y'all hung with them on the boards too.
Boxed out and rebound. We emphasized it in practice, and they really showed out tonight. I'm proud of them.
All right, Coach, congratulations on the win tonight, and good luck Thursday.
Thank you very much.
That's Christian Robbins, head coach of the Alton Comets, who are now 2-3 on the year. We'll take another timeout. We'll be back and look at your postgame scoring in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
West Plains Bank and Trust Company is proud to support the Alton Comets. Our passion is serving you with great community banking services, which is why you'll find our full-service ATM under the purple canopy right in the heart of Comet Country. Open a new account with us in branch or at westplainsbank.com and receive a free gift. Refer a friend and you'll both get a free gift. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, where every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
No question, hands down, one of the best places to go when your stomach says eat is the Fuel Express in Alton. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared on their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Yum, yum. Remember, happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. And when your car or your body needs fuel, then stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
It's the Alton Comets on K-Country 95.
I believe we're back after the ball game. I apologize for that. All right, the Alton Comets again with a win tonight, 70-58. Just run down the scoring. First up for the Cotter Warriors, they were led in scoring tonight by David Roger. He had 14 points in the game, 9 for Colby Woods, 13 for Ryan Benedict, 4 for Jackson, 4 for C.J. Hoskins, 4 for Adams, and 3 for Cole Tilton. For the Alton Comets, they were led by the sophomore tonight. Caden Willard had 32 in the game. The senior, Cole Transom, threw in 17 and hit 4 three-pointers along the way. Jaden Sisko scores 8 tonight, 4 for Cade Clary, 3 for Jacob Ruddy, and 6 for Corbin Tharp. Again, the Comets improved to 2-3 on the year. They'll be in action again on Thursday night. They'll take on the winner of the Mammoth Spring Viola game, which is coming up at about 8:30 this evening. By the way, we'll have that game for you here on the radio. Mike Robertson, the voice of the Bears, will have the call of the game. Hope you've enjoyed our game tonight. Alton Comet Basketball is brought to you by the Alton Bank and their branch, Bank of Birch Street. Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Alton and Thayer. Paintmaster's Collision Repair in Alton. Alton Auto Parts in Gun and Pond. The Fuel Express, the Alton Quick Connection. Shelter Insurance, Norm Hollis in Alton. West Plains Bank and Trust Company. And the Missouri Forest Products Association. for Lucas back at the studio. I'm the Red Bull Mike Crace. Till next time, have a good time. Alton Comet basketball, a presentation of the Ecom Sports Network.
Alton Comets Basketball is a production of the Ecom Sports Network in cooperation with Alton R4 Schools on K Country 95.